Board.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. Yeah, boy,
Couscous.
it's low in audacity, too.
Yeah, that's a problem, then.
Let me up the recording level to something insano.
Captain no, that's
Insano.
Perfect.
No.
You had upped it, and it was perfect, and then you Captain Insano'd it, and it's a little too far now.
It's too much now?
Stay where it is.
Right here?
If your levels look good in audacity, that's all I want out of life.
Yeah, you gotta say something a little loud and see if it clips too much.
Well, right now, just talking normally, I'm only like halfway up and down the line.
That you know, that's where you should be.
Buy my book. God, I love that show. Really underrated.
I feel like if you get excited, it's going to be too much, but that's...
No, it's too much.
Oh, too sexy.
Too sexy.
Is it clipping? Is it going over the edges?
No.
There? Okay.
No, we're,
no
it's,
mine,
it's,
mine is a little bit, so I'm going to make some adjustments.
I made that word up just now.
Again, a little loud is better than a little quiet.
A little bit louder
now. Oh, wait,
now.
I thought it was the other way around.
A little bit louder now. A little bit softer now. A little bit softer now.
Yeah, if you're too quiet, when it runs through the compressor, it amplifies everything, and it makes the background noise impossible.
And he likes it a lot when you click lots of times, and then...
Yeah, what were you doing last week?
I don't know, dude.
I
don't know what
were
I'm
you
doing
stapling,
right now.
Like, constantly while, you know, anytime you were
know,
talking?
And a lot of documents that needed fastened together via stapler.
I don't know staplers.
I don't know what it was. I couldn't recognize the click, but there was this clicking sound that was just every now and then. Click, click, click. I'm like, what the heck is going on?
What? I'm assuming it was the mouse.
No, it wasn't a mouse. It was more of a metallic click.
Huh.
Were you wearing a watch? Were you fidgeting with something?
I mean, clearly I must have been. I mean, you know.
Baron Diak for the win.
I know.
Woo!
Baron Diak. I miss Peron Diak. He was so cool. Baron Diak guy. I'm not sure about him. And Donkey made a comment about the bootleg Lego system he's putting together. That's like a, you know, life-size Hulkbuster suit. You should check it out in the... off-topic section of this here server.
Okay. So wait, Keith, did Craig just tell me you're building a Hulkbuster suit out of black market 3D printed Legos that you're making yourself?
not quite, no. I think it looks like a set they purchased, but it, you know, it's Lego, not Lego.
Okay. It's Duplo.
Yeah, you know, it's Lego. It's, you know.
He got himself a big bag of Hydrox cookies.
That's right.
Which is sadly the original.
It is, and it's so weird that the original was worse than the remake. But Oreos are so much better than Hydrox.
Dude, have you had an Oreo recently?
No, but Kelly sent me a text and said they have shrunkflation them something fierce.
Something fierce. Regular Oreos have no filling,
right?
Double stuff have regular filling, and the mega stuff have double stuff filling.
And then she said, like, you get like 8 in a bag now, as opposed to like the 50 you used to get.
Yeah, it was just...
That makes me sad.
Yeah, it was so obvious. Like, usually they try to obfuscate it a little bit, but I haven't felt... Again, these aren't things that I should be too attached to, because... But yeah, they got a new pot pie at KFC, or Kentucky Fried Chicken, as I sometimes call it. And it is so obvious. Like, it's like 40% smaller than the other one used to be. I was like, what are you doing? Oh, that's a cool model.
That kitty, that's my pot pie. That's a bad kitty.
Yeah, Kentucky Fried Chicken used to have a delicious pot pie, relatively. But, I mean, it had good. The crust was evenly done. It had crust on the bottom.
True. Mm. Oh, so I have a Craig-related question.
Oh, no.
So... Ooh. I think of us, probably Craig might know more likely. I just heard that Pepsi came out with a new Pepsi Zero product.
That's correct. You know, they've taken away Sierra Mist and replaced it with a sugar-free variant called Starry.
Oh, I thought this was a new Pepsi Zero, like a new...
Oh, do you remember Pepsi Max?
Vaguely.
Yes.
Okay, they rebranded Pepsi Max to be like Pepsi Zero. It's the same thing.
Huh.
Right.
Okay.
But yeah, they've also retired Sierra Mist and decided that the only time you can get Sierra Mist is if you want it sugar-free now, and it's called Starry.
Ew!
Interesting.
Why would I want that? That's disgusting. But is it... Wait, I'm going to check.
Well, the reason I ask is because I've been drinking Coke Zero, and, you know, it's not Diet Coke horrible, but it's not... it doesn't taste like Coke either.
Coke Zero is drinkable.
It is.
I Cherry Coke Zero makes it more palatable.
That sounds unlikely since I don't like cherry flavoring.
Mmm.
So I'm wondering if
You are correct, Ray. One day ago, it is being reported that PepsiCo overhauls recipe for its zero sugar cola.
Right.
Oh, I hadn't heard that then. Oh, apparently there is Starry version with sugar. The only version I've seen has been the sugar-free version.
Oh, yeah. No, I drink Starry with... Sierra Mist seems like a fine name, but whatever. Too many words, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not sure why we had to get rid of Sierra Mist, but...
Because there were two distinct words. Starry, there's still a chance that you could confuse it with Sprite.
I see where you're going.
They want to cut into the Sprite market share.
I see where you're going.
But I hear you, Ray. If you ever come across a drinkable, sugar-free soda, I would try it.
Yeah, that's what I'm... I mean, Coke Zero is drinkable.
Yeah, it is, but it's gross. But,
I just got this... what's the name of this stuff? It's Ooh. Labeled as a tonic, not a cola. Iopop? No.
I know.
You're losing me.
Yeah.
Quick.
Tonic.
Olipop.
What is it?
Olipop. Olipop. If you go to drinkolipop.com, it's low sugar, high fiber. It's only got 2 to 5 grams of sugar for a whole can.
Oh.
I got the regular cola flavor.
Yeah.
And it's okay, but it's... It's like old school cola, so it's bitter.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I think maybe I should have bought the cherry cola one. Might be more palatable to me than the straight vintage cola. But they have one called Dr. Goodwin, so that could be tryable too.
If you get a chance and you like the, I haven't tried this, so I can't say for sure. Have you ever had Gus brand cola?
Does not ring a bell.
It's a similar concept. It just stands for grown-up soda, and it's pop with slightly less sugar.
Okay. Yeah, this stuff is like low sugar, prebiotics, probiotics, fiber. It's got,
Oh.
I don't know
if I need that many biotics, but I'd try it.
Yeah, it's like healthy pop. You can have one next time I see you.
Okay.
Now, I have not attempted test number two. I had one weekend and then was really ill the next 2 days. I don't know if it was caused by the Olipop or, just was coincidence. So I will have another one, probably maybe this Friday night, and see how I feel on Saturday.
Okay.
It's all those biotics trying to,
Get your system back in order. But I need those because I've got a lifetime of issues.
Yes. Craig is way into biotics. He is probiotics.
I am probiotic. But yeah, I thought maybe I would try the cherry one. Oh, it tells me I can get it at Target. I wonder if I can just get like a 6-pack of the cherry one.
What, the stuff that you're... The Olipop or the Gus soda?
I really didn't mean to derail for this long. I was just trying to add a little bit of content.
Where do I find Gus soda?
TJ Maxx?
Oh, come on, dude.
It's the one place I've ever found it.
And TJ Maxx.
What about beverageuniverse.com? You could get it from them.
So you tried the cola flavor?
Yes. It was good. I wish I had more.
I'm not sure that I want any of the rest of their flavors that I'm seeing in front of me here. The rest of their flavors seem no bueno.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I like a good fruit soda every now and again. So, pomegranate might be okay. Their blackberry is good. I haven't tried the root beer. That might be okay.
Oh, I don't see root beer on the page I'm looking at.
Oh.
There's like cranberry lime, Valencia orange.
Yep, mango peach.
Yeah,
I could do blackberry, dry cola, and root beer.
Yeah, I would do pomegranate, I think.
I'm going to try again. All right, it's about a quarter after. It should be...
Is well past 9 o'clock.
Well past 9 o'clock.
All right. Yeah, they've been listening to us talk about pop for a long time.
Well, sometimes you just got to talk about pop.
Right. I can't guarantee that the new segment won't be a pop segment.
Ooh. Could do a pop segment.
It's like the pie segment, except pop.
Yeah. What we need to do is subscribe to one of those, random pop of the month clubs or something.
Yeah, we do.
And then just we'll just try them and be like, well, does this suck or not suck or how does it go?
Did I tell you that this year for Christmas... My mother-in-law changed it up, and instead of the Cheese of the Month Club, she got me a International Snacks of the Month Club.
Oh, so you get like shrimp-flavored things from Korea or somewhere?
Sort of, yeah. This month was from India. So, tiki masala-flavored Doritos and other such, those types. It was very good.
Hmm.
I've been very pleased.
Interesting.
Ooh. I also don't hate Perandiac's idea. A K-pop soda mashup segment?
Problem is, I know nothing about K-pop except that one girl who was, like we said, was right. on that show.
Well, we can do a little investigating. We'll just call the segment Pop Pop.
I miss that guy.
Magnitude.
Magnitude was the best.
All right, start this show before it's over.
It's going to be over
We're
any second
out of time.
Now. Any second it's over. And it's done. And it's gone. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 367th installment of the Pop Corner. No, it's the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Ian, we got Ray. How's it going?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm super. Thanks for asking.
I was asking Ray.
All right, fine.
We're going in a chain this week.
As I told Samurai before the show, I'm tired. Work is draining. But other than that, how am I?
Yeah.
All right, hurry up, Craig. Ray needs a nap.
Man, we had Monday off for the holiday. By 10:30 on Tuesday, I was like, I am ready to can this whole week and turn around and go home. Like, my employees are just, they murder me. And I'm just like, oh, God, I hate all you people. I hate what's going on. Why do we do these things to ourselves? I'm done. Like, I'm just burned out already.
This was the first year that the university actually recognized Martin Luther King Jr. Day as well. So I also had Monday off. And
that's one of the days of the year that I have off and Erica goes to work. So
right. And back to work Tuesday was the worst.
Oh, man, it was brutal. So many things. This is the week of January 18th to the 25th we got going on here. Over in your 7-day 4-star crash of the guys.
Yeah, my camping.
This week you got Prowler and Cletus. Did you prowl?
No. Wait, that's right. That's happening now, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, nope. I did. Last time I took your guys' advice and MODOK did take care of Kitty and the other guy, no problem. Mm-hmm. I haven't tried Carnage versus Prowler just yet. Is it bad? Is it good?
No. Like I said, I would focus on probably more if you can stun with that blue. I mean, really what you want to do is just keep stealing all the special tiles. So you're doing all the damage.
I stole zero special tiles.
Oh.
But worked out, got it the first time. So
yeah, I got a bunch of blue, like on my board, and I'm like, go to sleep. And I'm like, okay. And it's really mostly match damaged him to death. But.
Yeah, it went much better than I expected. So yeah, you definitely got
put
a chance at level
2-4.
Yeah,
I think you can. Yeah. I think you can pull it off. It.
I think so too.
Yeah, just don't let him get a bunch of red because then he'll scythe you.
Yeah,
and that hurts. Well, besides that, you'll be all right. Count up number next week is Vulture versus Spider-Man and an unknown opponent. Sweet. I mean, it's Vulture. You're going to...
Yeah, that dude's strong.
Yeah, you're going to go airborne. You're going to do your thing. Bickety-bam.
Yeah, I hope so.
Off you go. Storyland. Strange Sights is running right now. They'll get you She-Hulk, Slimer, and some Wongers. Placement is Wiccan and Arcade. Operation Spider-Silk is next. Mystique, Wiccan, Arcade. Placement there is Karnak and some Rai-Rai. 3.0 shards. We're back in the season. It's the Soul Train season is back. Nice. Blade, Star-Lord, and Namora are your rewards for the simulator. Right now it is Cretaceous Clash, Daredevil, Reptile. Placement there is Slimer and some Shang-Chi shards. In the news, Ian, if you're sitting down, we got a clue.
I am officially sitting down.
All right, for the new 4-star, the clue is Flying Samurai. The only thing that instantly came to my head has to be Sunfire.
Is there a character named Sunfire?
Yeah.
Wow.
You might remember him from Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. He was on like 2 or 3 episodes. Dated Firestar for a time.
He was a flying samurai?
Yeah, he's got flying plasma powers. I remember he had an evil uncle who tried to get Firestar, and they were trying to fire up some giant generator thing, and they were made a monster. And then he said, oh my gosh, my uncle's actually evil. Let me help you guys turn the tide. No.
That doesn't sound familiar, but I trust you.
Okay.
And he's in some way a samurai?
Well, he's Japanese.
Okay. Ooh. Well, I mean, at least there's that.
Yeah.
If I remember right, he's his brother, cousin, is also pseudo samurai related in some way. Like their outfit is, you know, has some samurai going on. I don't know. That's all I got was Sudden Fire.
Yeah.
I suppose it could be Silver Samurai, but I don't think he flies.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, that seems too on point for a clue. If the clue had been Samurai Man out of silver, and it was Silver Samurai, I'd be a little disappointed, to be honest.
Right, right.
That was our clue last week, 2 weeks ago. It's like, here it is,
what,
shut it.
What, guess Silver Samurai?
No, a couple weeks ago, I forget whatever the clue was I gave for the next week, and it was just pretty much, it's that person, shush.
Oh, right.
I don't remember what we were talking about, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're pretty deep in the Marvel character list, or at least when I think we are. I play a different Marvel game and they bust out an even more obscure character. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't even know how to make an educated guess these days, but that's awesome. I'm ready for Flying Samurai.
I don't know. What else you got in the news? I got nothing.
There's a new art museum going to be going in by the Arboretum on campus.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I am tasked with doing the network for it, and it's a freaking nightmare, but...
Wait, is it like modern art, classical art?
I don't know. It's an extension off the Palmer Museum, so I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
But
I like the placement for it.
Yeah, it should be easy to get to, and yeah.
Well, I just, you know, I like the Arboretum, so I like more things over there.
Sure.
Well, as long as you're willing to walk, because they took away all the parking to put this museum up.
That's true. I don't know where they're planning on having people park.
I have no idea.
But they're going to have a camera on everything, so it's a lot of network.
Yeah. Perondiac says that you raged about this a year ago.
Oh, no. Why was I angry a year ago?
I don't know.
I don't have to do any of the networking. I like art, and I like the Arboretum. I don't doubt it.
Removal parking.
I do have... Oh, yeah. That's... Yeah.
I laughed when it... just made me amused at how much art apparently Penn State owns. It's like... We're building a whole new museum, and now we'll be able to display, like, 8% of the art we own. And I'm like, okay. Like, what do you do with the rest of it all the time? Like, it's just sitting in the chest, like, the art.
Right.
There's just a warehouse full of cases somewhere.
They've got top people working on it right now.
They got top men down there. Top men.
Yeah.
It just always struck me funny. All right. We'll move on then.
Okay.
This week, then, on It's Always Sunny in Xandar... Mac Day!
Oh, I'm on this show.
This is where you talk.
Yeah, hey guys! It's Always Sunny in Xandar. Let's learn about 4-star Scorpion. He is a green, red, and purple character. Let's see what he does. Because I don't know yet. He has an acid spray ability. It's green, it costs 7 green AP. Alright, increase the strength of up to 3 friendly strike tiles by 17, and reduce the strength of up to 3 enemy protect tiles by 17. Scorpion deals 204 damage to the enemy team. As this scales up to its highest levels, he's increasing the strength of up to 7 friendly strike tiles by 142, and reducing the strength of up to 7 protect tiles by 32. What is with that disparity? I'll figure that out as I go on. And then he deals 1,931 damage to the enemy team. Seriously, I can't move on. You guys need to tell me more. When he starts off increasing your things by 17 and decreasing their things by 17, and then at a max level, he's increasing your things by 142 and decreasing the enemy protectiles by 32.
Right.
Do protectiles not, are those not buffable? What? Explain that crazy amount of disparity to me and why I can't wrap my head around it.
I don't know. I'm sure it has something to do with the way they generate characters and the math and the powers. I got nothing. I don't know.
Okay. I'll float that out there for the listeners as well. If anybody wants to put my troubled mind at ease, I'm open to hearing your details and long-winded explanations to my question.
Let not your troubled heart be worried.
Or, better yet, send it to Ray in an email and he can read it on the show next time in the mailbag.
Yeah.
Adrenaline Surge. It's a passive, 0 red AP. The first time the enemy team fires a power
Adrenaline
each turn.
Adrenaline Surge. Adrenaline Surge. It's a passive.
I got it.
I didn't, but I feel like even if I didn't, I kind of thought it was funny.
you'll catch up.
All right. Anyway, you're getting 1 purple AP. And creating a strength 61 red strike tile. At max level, you're gaining 2 purple AP, and it creates a strength 375 red strike tile. Lastly, Sting and Claw. 10 purple AP. Deal 3 hits of 232 damage each. If this power downs a target, gain 5 purple AP. And then at max level, that's scaling up to 1,948 points of damage per hit, gaining 9 purple AP if it downs the enemy.
Yeah, that's like the good one. Like, you get that fired off, and you get the slashy slashies are going down, and then, yeah, if you kill someone, then, you know, you get to almost always get the fired again.
Well, I mean, he's got to be, I don't want to say got to, because I'm often wrong. But because of that, my mind tells me, let me look and see how this generating happens and make sure. Yeah, he's got to be a 3-5-5, because that adrenaline surge gives you those 2 purple every first time the enemy fires a power that go round. And then killing someone with the purple gives you 9 purple. Mm-hmm. So you need that 2 more so you can immediately fire it again. Yeah, that's
yeah, the purple power is solid.
For him. Yeah, right. Reducing enemy strike tiles and increasing.
Wow. Samurai's telling you the numbers you're reading are a typo.
Well, just on acid spray.
Oh, okay, good. That helps put my mind at ease. let me see.
Oh, okay. So it actually increases and decreases the same. That. Yeah.
Correct. So what this was a typo on the page that I'm reading, thanks to executive producer UNC Samurai. Apparently at max level, you are increasing the friendly strike, 7 friendly strike tiles by 142 and decreasing enemy or reducing the strength of up to 7 enemy projectiles by 142. Great. Thank you. I feel 100% better now.
Apparently Donkey Teeth has a team up there for you, right?
Yeah, Okoye, Scorpion, and Hawkling. I don't remember at all what Hawkling does, but Scorpion definitely works well with Okoye.
Doesn't he have the one power that, like, I can fly, or I get spiky, or I get shieldy?
Who, Hawkling? I'm a support, not a support?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was only recently reminded that he worked his way into the game.
Yeah.
He was one of those under-the-radar characters for me, unfortunately.
But Scorpion has a multi-attack, and those always work great with Okoye.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, sure, good point. Yeah, because they all get boosted.
Yeah.
Multi-pass.
So that's what's always sunny in Xandar. It's good old Scorpion.
All right, Willie, what's in the mailbag then this week?
Not a whole lot. However, on Reddit.
I've heard of that place.
Jeff Duggan says,
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
Okay, Wong discussion. They could have called the powers Wong Way Out and Wong Way In.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as much as it pains me to give Craig's usually horrible takes on things, I'm with Craig and against Ray on the issue of Madison with 2 N's and a Y that isn't where you think.
That's right.
In a show that was a, quote, comedy in a legal setting that happened to have superheroes, end quote, the perpetually intoxicated Madison was a highlight.
Yeah, Madison was fantastic.
Yeah, she was grating, but
no way.
Part 2, Aurora. I want her in the game because we've got North Star, and it would provide an excuse to redo some North Star powers to give them a Luke Cage Iron Fist kind of combo. And I'm okay with that. I would totally be okay with that.
Any chance that Aurora is a flying samurai?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay.
She's a flying Canadian, like.
Yeah.
He also says, I've been advocating for Fitzsimmons for multiple years, and also for the shotgun axe once we get new supports in. I would be all for the shotgun axe, and Fitzsimmons, for that matter. I don't know what their powers would be since they don't have powers. They would just have to manipulate things.
Yeah,
and
they're like, we're smart. We make things happen.
Right. But I do like the characters. Meanwhile, over on the D3 forums, TJJ Author says, my hope for new characters this year, Batroc, Banshee, Batroc, Leader, Batroc, Thundra, Batroc, and most importantly, Batroc.
I've never even heard of Thundra.
I don't know. Yeah, me either.
Yeah, I was skeptical about all the claims that weren't Leader.
Well, Banshee, I
can enjoy some Banshee.
No, you couldn't. You would be okay if he joined it, but you would not enjoy Banshee. What? You would not even play Banshee one time. Even when he was a welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D., you would skip it.
Maybe his powers would be amazing.
No dice.
I mean, clearly he goes airborne because he flies.
Now,
somehow he flies forward.
Is he also a samurai?
He's not a samurai. And I never understood how he flies face forward when, you know, he's shouting out of his mouth. He should really fly backwards. But, you know.
We already got like somebody who does a shout, though. Psylocke does a shout, so I don't know. Thundra, by the way, there's a comic cover of Thing fighting Thundra, and apparently she is a Fantastic Four nemesis.
Okay.
All right.
I don't remember her in any way. Nope. Finally, TJ Author says, oh, and dare I hope, the elf with a gun? I don't know what that means. Does anybody know what that means?
Wait, what?
The elf with the gun? Back.
An elf with a gun? Was that a reference from a show that we've done?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think if there's any elves in Marvel comics but none spring to mind.
Well, sorry.
I mean, sometimes
we don't get the reference.
I mean, sometimes Nightcrawler is kind of referred to as an elf.
But he never carries a gun.
No.
Yeah, I don't know about the elf with the gun. You got me on that one. That clue has me stumped as well.
Who wrote that clue? Did I write that clue?
But okay. In any case.
Yeah.
That's all that was in the mailbag. So thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Moving on. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump.
We just want to pump.
You up.
You up. All right. Let's see what's going on with these characters that are boosted this week. Only one list of boosted characters. What a chip. I was expecting double. But this week, Black Panther. I've used him before. I've heard of him. Bigger strike tiles and bigger AOE. Also, his protect tile repeater will put out bigger protect tiles. More big strike tiles with Daken. Better healing with Daken. And probably more damage with his blue. Hulk, Thunderous Clap, more damage as with his smash. So I've been watching this new He-Man cartoon on the Netflix.
Okay.
The one that I advise against because it's for children. I mean, more so than the other one, which kind of is also for children. But I mean, this one is specifically like a Y7 show. Whoever does the He-Man really into Hulk comics, because He-Man does Hulk moves through the whole show. Like, he travels by
leaping?
Taking these, like, yes, leaping like 2 to 3 miles at a time. Whenever a swarm of villains comes at him, he claps his hands together really hard and blows them backwards.
Nice.
I was like, man, you read a lot of Hulk when you were getting ready for this show.
Yeah, maybe he, you know, made a Hulk cartoon and they said, nope, you can't get the rights for that. But we can sell you He-Man for like $1.50. And he said, sold. Hasbro will sell that to you.
Magneto, he's boosted. Bigger protect tiles, more red damage, and more blue tile swapping damage. Recently reworked Psylocke, red and black, will both see an increase in their damage attacks. Drax, we've moved on to the boosted 4 stars. The Destroyer deals more damage. Secret Weapon puts out bigger strike tiles. And Slice and Dice does more damage. Then we have 4-star Alligator Loki. What's this guy? It's purple. Increased damage with matching of charge tiles. Black, again, charge tile movement causes more damage. And yellow, more damage, but not charge tile related. And you get some health out of that one. Star-Lord, he's still doing things. Also recently reworked. More damage from the oldest trick in the book, and his sleight of hand does more AoE. Thanos, his 4-star variety, boosted once again. More green damage, more black AoE. Who's this last guy? Hydra Stomper. Ah, that feller. What's he doing? Bigger protectiles from his yellow, and extra damage from his stomp. And lastly, we have the boosted 5-star characters. Black Widow. Her purple is dealing more damage, as is her acrobatic takedown and red in her ledger, all increasing their damage output this week. Gargantos. I remember him. He's got blue damage that's increased, special tile debuffing that is increased, and his permanent damage is even more permanent.
I have
back in black.
I have a question for Samurai.
Yes.
About that graphic. Is that from Rick and Morty, the pilot episode for Gargantos?
It sure looks
like. Yeah, he says it is.
All right, nice. Back in black, Spider-Man. His blue does more damage, and that car that he throws at you, even more damage. Ultron. Ultron? I'll just trust that he's a character. C. Ooh, his red energy beams deal more damage, and stronger special tiles come out of his hive mind, and a lot more buffing. Let's see. Ooh, Samurai is going to give us a tip, but this week it's going to be one of his patented food recipe suggestions. Let's see what we're making this week. Bacon-wrapped smokies. A pound of bacon strips. Caution, grocery inflation will bankrupt you making these. cut those into thirds. A package of cocktail wieners. You're going to need some brown sugar in a bowl and some toothpicks. The full recipe will be posted on puzzlewarriors3.com. Attached to, I believe Ray includes the infographics there.
Yeah.
Excellent. So if you would like to make some bacon-wrapped little smokies, that sounds like a great, great item that you could serve at your upcoming Super Bowl party.
Yeah, if you're looking for the infographic, go to the episode. But this episode will be, what, 367?
Correct.
And there's a link to the infographic on the webpage. Even all the old ones should still be there, as long as Imgur hasn't gotten rid of them. So.
Great. Well, that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
All right, we can move ahead to go into the OG to open some tokens.
Uh-oh.
And I look around and notice that I actually don't have my iPad here.
Uh-oh.
So, you guys talked against each other, you know, just some coffee talk, no big whoop. I'll be right back. Whoop.
Of all the times that I had Steam ready to go, the worst possible time was this time.
Well, I could delay, but, you know, it seems anticlimactic if I go first.
No, I think I'll just I will do an unprecedented double opening.
Ooh, okay.
All right, my first one is the 4-star X-Force Wolverine X-Force. And so that made me want another one. See if I'm going to double up that stale taste in my mouth or if I'm going to shake it up with something new and exciting. I am a much-needed Blob cover. Bring down the house.
I'm back. Blob's a character. I remember him.
Burning down the house.
Blob is a character. Again, he's a, yeah. I'm like, hey, we waited a long time for you, but so long I forgot you showed
right.
up.
Right.
Well, I'm opening. Are you opening a gajillion?
Yeah. I'm going to click the big button, so.
Whoa. How many's that?
50.
Whoa.
Good lord.
That is.
You keep getting.
Good lord, that's a lot of tokens.
Yeah, you know, what do you keep getting purple? You keep opening up 50 tokens at a time.
Why don't you just let me open 3 heroic tokens and you keep the rest? Sorry, I haven't thought about that in a while.
I do love the...
You want how much for pistachios? Why don't you eat the pistachios and I'll give you $1.50 and you let me lick the red off your fingers.
I do love the Stimpy graphic that the teeth put up.
The big red candy-like button. But you're going to guard it.
Are you opening, Greg?
Oh, my beloved ice cream bar. I'd love to lick your creamy center. I've got 6. Would you like me to go ahead?
Yeah.
Do it.
Number 1, Black Widow, brush pass. Number 2, MODOK, he's a character. Number 3, Nebula, she still exists. Peggy Carter. Hulkbuster. And Throg. So that means that Ray will get no less than 10 purple covers.
We can hope so. All right, I'm clicking the quick claim, but I'm going to do them kind of, you know, slow one at a time. Right now, I've got Riri at a 333, Arcade at a 222, and Hitmonkey at a 111.
Ooh.
They have not increased at all. So let's see how this goes. All right, we're going to start with a 4-star Gamora, followed by a purple that is Arcade's Happy Birthday.
Happy
nice.
Birthday.
Back to 4, Moon Knight. Another purple. Purple for Hitmonkey.
Nice.
All right. Black Knight. He's a character. I forgot
about
him.
Oh, that is a character. I remember him.
Valkyrie. Wolfsbane. Iron Fist. Wasp. Red Hulk. Shuri. I almost said Black Panther because of her cover. Shuri. The Thing. Thor. Reptile. Carolina Dean. Domino. Spider-Gwen. All right, we got to get back to the purples now. Dazzler.
Yeah.
Black Widow. Valkyrie. Another Black Knight. Venom. King of Wakanda, Black Panther. All right, third purple is a red Riri. I don't know where I'm at. Back to four is Max Punisher. Another Iron Fist. Mr. Fantastic. A purple for Arcade. It's actually a blue cover. Sandman. Another Mr. Fantastic. Mantis. Mockingbird. Cyclops. A third Mr. Fantastic.
Ooh.
Red Guardian.
The trifecta.
Another Valkyrie. Red Hawk. Jean Grey. Shuri. Another Thing. Another Spider-Gwen? I think that was the second one. Elektra. I got an Amora. That's useful. I don't have her championed yet. Lizard. The four-star Riri. Quake. Oh, we got another purple. It is a black cover for Hitmonkey.
Ooh.
A Professor X. Gertrude. Misty Knight. And that's it. That's all she wrote.
Hey, you got 10%.
Did I? One, yeah, two, five. Three, four. 10%, right. Yeah, little lower than average. But with that, that gave me 150 shards for Arcade, 750 shards for Nemora, and a bonus of 450 shards for Nemora.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently
Are
I got
closer
a...
closer to getting her champ now?
I got a 400 shard bonus on her, I would think.
Yeah, you can load up Nemora there.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it sounds like Arcade, after this, she should be at a 443 now?
Arcade. He's... What I have is a 233, but then I'm...
Oh, I thought he was at a 333, and...
No.
Oh, is that Riri that's a 333, and he's at a 222, and someone's at a 111?
Correct. Okay. So Riri was a 333, she's now at a 343. Arcade is at a 233, and Hitmonkey is at a 212. So, yeah, where does that get Nemora? That gives me five covers for Nemora. Well, five... I've got 2,000 shards, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which, that gets me up to 12 covers, so... I still need almost 400 shards to champ her. But there you go. That was a long pull. 50 pull.
Did you buy anything out of the Phoenix Force vault store?
I have not.
I did. I spent all my CP there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I haven't, but I've had really good luck there. I did three pulls. I got two Emmas and one 4-star. I was very pleased.
That's nice.
Yeah. But then on a much older and boring note, like one of my daily things was the 10 pack heroic tokens, all 2-stars, totally deflated. I was like, come on, you couldn't even give me a 3.
You get nothing.
No, those double Emma covers were pretty sweet. I don't know if she's good or not, but whenever I get more than one cover of a 5-star, I get pretty pumped.
Well, yeah, and that number of pulls especially.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. I didn't even want to push it after that. I felt good about it.
I don't know. I got a Morbius coming up soon in the resupply.
I thought you didn't have Emma champed, so I didn't know if you needed to pull from that store or not.
No, I got her champed.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I pulled a few latest legends before she left and got lucky.
Nice. Excellent.
All right, well, thanks always to the OG, this guy.
Oh, God, this guy.
And can you tell me about the podcast network?
You bet. The podcast network, the soon-to-be-named network, can be found at soon-to-be-named-network.com. You can check out this and several other podcasts for all your podcasting desires. Again, that is available at soon-to-be-named-network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Anything else for the good of the order this week?
I have nothing. I am satisfied with the pace and presentation of this week's show.
I believe I'm good.
And now let's go back to talking about Pop.
Oh, no, I'm working on that for next week.
Right. I
love the Magnitude segment. I just want to figure out how many, shows we can get out of that.
All right.
And exactly, what way to approach it. Like, because I know there, if we did it like the pie segment, there's so many, specialty Pops out there that can taste like any number of, delicious or even gross things. And I don't want to, I don't know that.
Do you remember the celery one we saw at the Alien Beef Jerky place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last time I was out in Tahoe, there was a place that, specialized in pop, and I got a bunch of sarsaparilla and other delicious beverages. But yeah, I mean, they had one that tasted like, buffalo wings, one that tasted like pickles. One that I was like, why?
You know it.
Why? No. These. No. What? It's like novelty, and that's it. Yeah, so
these can't possibly be good anymore. I still have an unopened like sampler case of when Jones came out with their when D&D 4th edition came out. Yeah. They released specialty pops for 4th edition.
Nice.
I still have like an unopened little case of those.
Well, yeah, they're collectible, clearly. They're not for drinking.
Yeah.
So please don't drink.
Well, I bought two of them. Yeah. I bought two of them back in the day. We opened one and drank it, and then you know, that I have an unopened one yet. It had flavors like Eldritch Blast and
right.
Something. I don't even remember what the flavors were anymore.
I will work to refine this.
There you go. Samurai found them.
Pop segment. But that's it. I'm good.
So as an update to my roster, I was able to max champion 4 4 stars. Mr. Fantastic, Iron Fist, and Moon Knight are all max gem now.
Nice.
Well, there you go.
And I assume you finished Namora?
No, not quite. We're really close.
You got like two covers and like 2,000 shards.
Yeah, he's like one cover short.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you everybody for joining us this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com. Ray needs some more info to put in the mailbag. Please send it along. Comments, suggestions. What do you think about the pop idea? Please let us know. You can click on that Amazon banner.
How can we make this new segment work?
Yeah. Buy yourself some Valentine's Day stuff.
Right.
And then
Groundhog's Day stuff.
Or Groundhog Day stuff. Yeah. Yeah. You could do that.
Can't forget about Phil, yo.
Yeah. Which means I have to buy something for my wife's birthday, too. So I got to get that going.
Yes.
And then I'm going to disappear for 2 days right after her birthday. So as I take my two brothers-in-laws to go look at outdoor things.
Oh, right. That hole.
Yeah. Click on Amazon banner, buy yourself some stuff. So, goodbye for now. Remember, kids, that until next time, the goddess uses him pronoun. Yes, I know I changed it to script, but there you go. Good night, everybody.
I didn't read the script. Bye, friends.
Good night.